Are you okay? Good, I'm glad you made it out alive. It looks like raiders are burning down your village. Oh my god, look out! Don't worry, I'll protect you, okay? Leave my mate alone! Come on! Are you gonna stand there or are you gonna fight? I won't leave my mate's side, so either you're going to run or I'm going to wait here until the rest of you come so I can show you just how ferocious one of my kind can be. Oh, so you're a tough guy, huh? Come on, do you think you have what it takes? What are you gonna do? Nice try, but the only thing you did was get my claws messy. Alright. As much as I would like to stay and fight, I want to officially mate with this pretty boy you tried to kill. So I'll give you a one-time deal that expires if any of you step closer. Here's the deal. You either step back, or don't move while I take this human here with me. And in exchange, I don't fucking slaughter you all for trying to kill my mate. Insane. Maybe. But it's not my fault that you can't fight for a goddess that your own people denounced. Oh, and I won't tell your higher-ups that I told you. Their reason will be similar to what yours was when one of your so-called civilians saw a monster with their own eyes. And let me tell you, if you don't die instantly, you'll have wished I killed you now. So, are we done here? Good. There's nothing like a good fight. It's a shame that none of them were any good. I expected to win, but not in the first 5 seconds. What's wrong? Aren't you excited? I'm excited. I entered that village with nothing but my clothes and left with my very own husband. Just in time, too. Mating season is coming up, and now I don't have to actively search. Maybe I should save you until then. It would make the feeling better, honestly. By the time I go into heat, I'll have you ready for me. Here we are, honey. I might want to save claiming you for a little bit, but that doesn't mean I won't make you know who you belong to. How does my knee feel, rubbing you through your pants? I thought so. Also, thank you for not struggling. I wouldn't want to accidentally cut your wrist with my claws. I'll save cutting you for when my arms are around you. If I'm going to cut you, it's going to be in the heat of passion, and not somewhere where I could accidentally cut a vein, you know? I might be a vicious monster, but I'm not a murderer. Well, at least not a human one. Monsters usually retreat or get picked up by other monsters to be healed. Your soldiers and guards attack me on sight, so in reality, it's more defense than anything. It's not my fault that they thought they could be the one to take me on. Does it intimidate you that your new wife is so strong? That I could snap you in half like a twig if I wanted to? But don't worry, I won't. I just want to see you tremble a bit. It's not my fault that the order blocked off sea trading and your women can't get enough nutrition to look as fit as me, even if they tried. It's so stupid how you humans believe everything you're told. I'm a monster that gives zero fucks about the current politics. And even I know that your generals and leaders, they're spouting so many lies that the devil will have to make another circle of hell farther down to put them in. That's enough talking, though. I'm really tired, honestly. Hey, as payment for saving your ass, could you help me clean up a little? I can deal with blood on my claws and my clothes and skin and stuff, but only a monster would live with blood sticking on your fur. Here, I'll grab you a towel and some water. Yeah, just pat it into the fur. The fur on my arms are sensitive, and the fur on my legs get more sensitive the closer you get to my groin.
Oh, okay.
The fur on my hips and waist aren't really messy. Yeah. I guess they're not messy with blood. They're messy with something else, aren't they? So the most sensitive part of my body, is the fur just above my breasts. Yeah, right there. There's a little bit of blood here, too. Thanks. Oh, up. Okay, yeah. There is some on my ears, too. I can feel it. Well, my ears are kind of different. I'm not a cat girl who has an orgasm from having their ears rubbed, but they are differently sensitive. If you want to make me really happy, you can rub them a little, but I can't guarantee you won't get scratched. Don't stop, keep going, please. Yeah, right there. Ooh, ha. Yeah, that feels pretty good. Keep going. Yeah, that feels really good, thanks. Well, about the scratching, though, if it makes you feel less nervous, in the event that I do scratch you, you probably won't feel it. It goes right through the skin. You might not even notice it until it starts throbbing a few seconds later. And I would definitely know. When I was little, my sisters and I used to play fight, and we would come home covered in gashes and cuts. So if there's anything I know, it's how to fix a wound like that. You're really good at this, thank you. Now for the chest fur. Take this off. Yeah, I know I could have just put on a tunic or something, but your reaction is just priceless. You know, you could always grab my tits for leverage. I can take it. Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Put my shirt back on? Why would I do that before a rest? Considering I sleep naked, that's kind of out of the question, wouldn't you agree? No, don't scooch back. Gotcha, honey. See, nothing lewd going on here, just a cute interaction between a wolverine and her new husband. Why am I teasing you? Well, my mating season starts in a couple of days, and I want to claim you then. I need your balls to be full and your body to be shaking with lust, so that you don't get tired out easily. I mean, these muscles aren't just good for fighting. For example, they're good for pressing you against my naked body while I cuddle with you. So that I can just nibble on your neck. See? It doesn't hurt that bad. It's just enough to leave a mark. A cute little brand to show that you're owned now. Alright, roll over to face me. Don't tremble. Just let me put your head against mine while I wrap my fur-covered legs around yours. There we go. Just sleep. Good boy. Very good. Are you awake? My heat came a little earlier than I expected. If you know what's good for you, you won't try and get away from my grip. I'm just gonna use a claw to get your clothes off, okay? Listen, this is just how things are now, okay? You're going to have to be the stay-at-home husband who cares for our children and presents himself on my bed when I'm home after a hunt, so I can relieve my stress with you. Don't worry, though. You'll love it. Such a cute body. Now, open your mouth. Did my tongue really go that deep? You must have a really poor gag reflex then. You'll eventually associate that with pleasure, since that's just how I kiss. Why have a long tongue if you don't make use of it? My cunt is on fire, and the only thing that can put it out is the sweet juices in your cock. You're inside me. Can you feel my cunt squeezing as I clench around your cock? Do you like being squeezed? If you like that, I'm about to blow your fucking mind. Oh, fuck, you feel so good inside me. Whimper and moan for me, come on. Come on, good boy. Good boy. God, I love you so much. Such a good little fuck toy. See your eyes rolling back. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you're plunging deep inside my cunt. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, fuck. Are you gonna come? Are you gonna come? Oh, fucking come. Fucking come. 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 You did great. The morning will be worse, though. Let me calm you down a little first, okay? Fuck. I didn't even think that would happen. Let me just stroke your hair gently. You've been a really good boy. I might love you just a little bit. You really should get some sleep, though. I wasn't kidding about the morning. I plan to fuck you even harder then. I might have stopped the urges for a little bit, but they'll be back. Even worse than this time. Until then. Let's rest. Good boy. My good boy. Such a